Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. When you hear the Word of God, how do you respond? Perhaps you tend to tune it out, to let your mind wander to your to-do list. Perhaps you ignore it, because you know that it might ask you to change your life, and you're not ready to change. Perhaps you hear it happily, but then quickly forget it. Pause for a moment and ask yourself, how do you want to respond to the Word of God today? The gospel of Jesus spread quickly in Jewish communities in the months following the ascension of Jesus into heaven. When Paul and Silas took the good news to the city of Berea, the book of Acts recounts that the Jews there were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. When you hear the good news of Jesus and the Holy Spirit moves in your heart, you want to know more. You want to hunt for the truth until you understand with every fiber of your being that all the promises of God are answered in Jesus Christ, and that you are beloved, that you belong to the family and have a place in the new kingdom. Ask God to give you eagerness in your search for His truth. Scripture is a primary way in which God reveals to us the great love God has for us. Pray with me. God, thank you for revealing yourself in the words of Scripture, and in the incarnate word of your Son, Jesus. I want to seek your truth with humility and with eagerness. Keep me from distractions and from laziness. Give me love for the words of Scripture. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Center yourself here in this moment. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, let go of your distractions, of your to-do list, of your worries and anxieties. Inhaling, breathe in the steadiness of the love of God. Let it steady you. Let it center you. Breathing out, let go of everything else and just breathe in the love of God. Think back over the past day or week. Are there sins you need to talk with God about? Instances of selfishness, laziness, unwillingness to listen for God's voice? Times when you forgot about your neighbor and only thought about your own desires? Bring your sins to God now. Hear this truth from Scripture. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Listen to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, in the English Standard Version. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. I'm going to read that verse again. As I do, ask the Spirit to give you a word from it. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. What did you hear? Reflect on it prayerfully. The people of Berea received the word eagerly. There are some pieces of news we reject, some pieces we receive reluctantly, and some we receive eagerly, with joy. How do you usually receive the word of God? Listen to Acts chapter 17, verse 11 in the Amplified Bible. Now these people were more noble and open-minded than those in Thessalonica. So they received the message of salvation through faith in the Christ with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. The people of Berea were noble and open-minded. We don't usually link those two characteristics, but together they paint a picture of a person who is willing to honor the truth wherever it is found. When have you received a spiritual truth from an unlikely source? Hunting for the truth wasn't just a one-time thing for the people of Berea. They searched the scriptures daily. How might you make the hunt for truth a part of your regular daily schedule, too? Take time to declare your desire to God. Tell God you want to be a person who hunts eagerly for the truth. listen to Acts chapter 17, verse 11 in the New Living Translation. And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. The Bereans had studied their Proverbs well. Let the words of a father to his son in Proverbs chapter 4 guide you today too, beginning in verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. How has wisdom protected you in the past? The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. What are you willing to sacrifice in your pursuit of wisdom? Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evildoers. When you choose what you know is wrong, it becomes harder to hold on to wisdom. How does this speak to your life today? Pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. How will you keep God's words in your sight line today? God, light a fire in me, a fire that burns with passion for your truth. Holy Spirit, lead me to seek you wherever you may be found, and to search the scriptures with an eagerness to find the gifts within them. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God fill you with all joy and hope in believing as you diligently seek the truth today. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.